Hello, and welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver, and I'm joined by Chris.
Hello.
And we're here with more Star Wars The Bad Batch. This is episode 5 of season 3, The Return. There's still no Tom. He's still very, very busy. Hopefully he will record his reactions and we'll put them up alongside these. Last time, they escaped. They don't escape, they re-escaped. From Wallace. And the reuniting has begun, but probably not going to be quite that simple.
Nah, probably not.
Let's see what happens. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
I do find it very funny that the skip intro button comes up and it's only a 10-second intro, if that.
Yeah, like it did with Rebels as well. Doll. That's a cool outfit. On Pabu, Shep and Liana, I think. Oh, they're back on Pabu. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to train back.
Hey, Batcha.
Batcha.
Oh. Oh, okay, that's happy music. No, I thought that was dramatic uh-oh music for a second.
It's a really cool outfit. It's a very nice blue. Give Crosshair more hugs. Did we? They kept cutting away.
Oh dear. No, are we going back to that ice world?
I was wondering, maybe. Cool.
That's fair.
Or a ball.
Is this his armor?
Yeah. Music's so good. Glad we're getting more echo now. Have missed him.
It's so strange.
Yeah, it is.
How much I disliked Crosshair in the last couple of seasons. Now just. Mm-hmm. I think at the moment he's my favourite of them all.
Yeah. And they've written him very well. Looks quite different to everyone else's armour at this point, though.
Bit less worn.
Bit less worn, a bit more red. The Ice Vulture. There is. Children. Oh, bad show.
What is it, Patcher? What do you smell?
Yeah. It's where he first met Mayday. I wonder if that's if that was what he was looking for.
The helmets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one specifically. Ugh, tearing up. It's the most emotion we've seen out of him in, like, ever.
Mm-mm.
Since that episode, I think. I was worried that those things were maybe not just keeping the Raiders out.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a case that they were there to keep the Raiders out. They were there to tell you when the Raiders were coming in.
Sure.
But because they're high frequency, and we've been shown that Batcher doesn't like it.
Yeah.
They're probably working to keep the animals out.
This is about to become Snow Dune.
Snow worms.
Yeah. Like all crystally. It's very cool. Okay, you two, calm down, please.
Hmm.
Both making fair points.
Oh. It is kind of like it.
No, the ship. Also good to see they very much do still care about each other.
Hmm. I also like the fact that he didn't go into details about why he killed an Imperial officer.
No. It's a worm spelled with a Y.
Oh, I see.
Getting them all working together and it's great.
But
they're not all here. We never once got it back as it was. Very sad. But we do have a puppy now, which is very cool.
Indeed.
Batcher, do you know what's going on though?
Batcher just wants to be part of it.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what it is. Bend down.
That's not good.
No, could be better.
There have been quite a few huge monsters.
Indeed.
We. Nice. No. What are you sensing, Batcher? Oh. That's just pretty smart.
He is a good boy.
He is a good boy. That doesn't necessarily make him smart. Many good boys are very dumb.
Actually, I think, if I remember correctly, good girl. Yes, clever girl.
There we go. It's in the tunnel.
Batcher?
Yeah, Batcher's fine there. Batcher's fine.
Okay. I didn't see Batcher jump there. Batcher? No. Yeah, Batcher. Scare it off. You trust each other now? You made up? Yeah.
That's all that mattered at the end of the day. Burying the clones, maybe.
Oh god, those worm tracks are massive there.
Yeah.
Behind me.
Wait, episode.
Well, it was very good.
Yeah.
Got some friendship. Blooming again. Yeah, mm-hmm. Forgiveness. And yeah. Stuff. Ooh.
Yeah. Right, acceptance that, you know, everyone's made mistakes and. Yeah. I mean, you know, that is like key to Star Wars. And like, if it's not like real life, that You can't just atone for your mistakes by doing things, you know. In Star Wars, you can a bit more. Like Vader and Kylo Ren and people. Like a lot of the times, it's like doing one good thing or a few good things at the end. You know, doesn't really make up for all the bad things you've done, but you made that change, and that's still good. That's still that hope.
Indeed.
And yeah, no. It's cool to see the ice monster thing. That was fun. It was great to see Batcher getting involved and being a useful actual like member of the team. With their like a different kind of sense to Hunter's electromagnetic sense things. More just like beast sensing and ability to dig good. And stuff. So that was very cool. Got a mention of tech, which was sad. We got to see Pabu though, and we got to see this that kind of little moment that Crosshair had with the helmets of the clones, of the Regs, who they did not particularly care for at all before anything, but changed.
Indeed.
It's all changed now. And yeah, great to get some more Echo as well. After we did not get Echo for the first four episodes.
Indeed.
I do hope, like, obviously we got the most Echo in Clone Wars, so I understand why they've done a bit less with him. And why we got kind of him going off wanting to do his own thing. But I'm hoping we do get a bit more of that side of things. But with how much they are talking about trying to free the clones at Tantiss and everything, I think that is probably where we're headed.
Probably.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
And probably worse. I could very well very much see them. Officially, there was never a clone rebellion on Kamino. Not exactly the Star Wars Battlefront 2 thing, but one last hurrah for the clones, and they stop Tantit, they destroy Tantiss or something, maybe free the Zillow Beast.
In my mind, there's still gotta be something that's going to have caused Rex and the others to run after that.
Well, exactly, Rex, Gregor. We know where Gregor is.
Something's got to go wrong at some point.
I think it's quite possible we get Omega gets out of there. Hopefully Batch gets out of there. Wherever there is. But I could see, you know, they greatly delay Project Necromancer or completely ruin it so that Palpatine has to do stuff in the Exegol system. That's kind of a Rogue One moment. And I don't want it, but also I don't really see any other way. But who knows? This show has surprised us before. So we'll see. But yeah, we'll leave this episode here. Looking forward to the next one. Hopefully with the Tom as well. But we'll see.
Hopefully.
So thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabin Cast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabin Cast and on YouTube. There are photos here on my behind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. I'm sorry.